Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Thursday, February 2nd, 2023. I'm Naima Latif, and today we'll share a bit of the Chicago Mayoral Forum recently held by WGN News. And all nine candidates participated. They offered their positions on top issues such as crime, health care, education, and they also were given an opportunity to address some of the issues that Mayor Lori Lightfoot has found to be particularly challenging, the number one issue being crime. We'll share a few snippets of these remarks as each candidate gives their perspective and shares their vision. And during this process, the moderators kept a very strict time code. Each candidate had exactly 1 minute to address their subject and were also told when their time was up, and those who were able to give their remarks had to tailor their statements within that 1 hour, that 1 minute time frame, and in some cases 30 seconds to reply to an issue. Again, there were a number of times when the candidates found themselves in stark contrast, but as always, the focus was how can they do a better job than the current incumbent Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. So let's join them for this look at the candidacy of those running for mayor of the city of Chicago, all nine contenders who have something they wish to say. In this instance, there was a crowd that was upset with Brandon Johnson. Commissioner Brandon Johnson. And the crowd at the back of the auditorium in which this event was held was not removed as they disrupted. They were merely given a warning. This was in response to the issues of crime, violence, public safety, and what the candidate would do differently. And Mayor Lori Lightfoot is defending his right to be heard as the crowd disrupts his answer. The issue of crime was one that was very hotly debated, and often there was blame cast at Mayor Lightfoot for the increase in crime. And in this interchange, of course, those who disrupted the remarks of Brandon Johnson were obviously supporting another candidate, And again, were not removed from the proceedings and periodically interrupted his remarks again. However, the forum was not a debate, and the moderators were careful to prevent back and forth exchange between the candidates.
Together money and business.
course, this was, again, another opportunity for candidates to state their positions and make themselves distinguished from those who they are running against. There are a number of points that candidates wish to make during this forum, not a debate, held by WGN. And each candidate had an opportunity to give their brief answer to the question. The next round, of course, gave candidates a chance to perhaps get a little more pointed in their attacks on other candidates' positions, again, without the format of debate.
Make sure that we're increasing the revenue. Okay. I was elected by people who trust me.
recent WGN Mayoral Forum. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow, this is Naima Latifah on Air Daily News. Enjoy the rest of your day.